I can't believe it's news.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
Well, this goes back about a week to Mississippi. And a 33-year-old woman named Lindsay Stevens from Moselle, Mississippi, in bed with her husband, sleeping. She's having a dream. She dreams that her husband is cheating on her. And apparently that dream was so real, John, and she was so convinced by what she saw in that dream. She woke up, went to the kitchen, grabbed a knife, and came back and stabbed her husband several times while he was sleeping. He needed surgery. Fortunately, it looked like he's going to be, quote-unquote, air quotes, okay. Whoa. She was arrested for aggravated domestic assault, according to the Laurel Leader call down in Mississippi. But when she gets out, do you share the same bed?
No. Obviously, you don't. What happened? Is they're still together? Well, I would think that's a breaking point for this.
Well, she was arrested for aggravated assault. This was just a week ago on the 7th. So, you know, I don't know where it goes from there, but she said it was all a dream. I think she probably went to bed with something else on her mind or something. I think it was more than just a dream. I think there was maybe some. There had to be some kind of premeditated thoughts like, I want out of this or I don't like you or something.
Well, did they buy this?
Before you just.
They didn't believe this, did they?
She arrested for aggravated domestic assault. That's all I know about it right now. And he reportedly was saying over and over that he loved her while she was trying to stab him. 3 a.m.
Man, yeah, I don't know what happened.
Out from a dream.
Do you remember the story about that guy who, I believe, killed his wife? This was the middle of the night. He was out at the pool. They had a pool, and he was working on something on the pool in the middle of the night, and the wife, like, came up to him, and he killed her with whatever tools he had, and he claimed he was, like, sleepwalking or something. I thought they sent that guy away.
Wow.
I don't know that defense works. Well, regardless, there's no way. Well, first of all, your first question was, does he sleep in the same bedroom with her again? The answer to that is obviously no. The real question is, do you stay together? Because if she supposedly wakes up in the middle of the night, goes to the kitchen, gets a knife and stabs him, what's to stop her from, if they're sleeping in separate bedrooms, wake up in the middle of the night, when she have another one of those
I
dreams,
had another
go
dream.
Into his bedroom and stab him again. Ah, it's that darn dream again. Sorry about that. Sorry
Recurring.
About that. Yeah. I'll call 911.
Guy swears he's been faithful. He goes, I don't know where she's getting all this.
Jermaine. Let me tell you about Jermaine and his failed inmate, escape from. Well, he's an inmate. He wasn't escaping from jail. He was escaping from the hospital. They took Jermaine to the hospital because he did require surgery, okay? And they had a number of officers around the hospital Friday afternoon, and Jermaine is in there, and he's wearing a hospital gown. And I don't know, I guess at some point they weren't watching Jermaine. Well, it's because they told him to go take a shower before your surgery, Jermaine. So Jermaine said, I'll do that. I'll go take a shower before my surgery. So he went into the bathroom to take a shower, turns on the water, and, you know, finds some loose tiles or something or other. This is up on the 10th floor, and he's making his way out of there. And he was crawling around, and, I mean, this is, like, kind of out of the movies, and gets down to a floor where he finds a janitorial uniform, puts that thing on, and he's gone. And, you know, the cops, after a while, that's a mighty long shower, Jermaine. You know, after a half hour or so.
There ain't no hot water left in there.
So 39-year-old Jermaine, they realize that he has escaped. So you got cops all over the place putting everything on lockdown. They find him hiding underneath a truck. But they had to bring Jermaine back in to get his surgery because I guess it was important, vital surgery that they had to do. He had a shower.
Yeah.
I guess they just kind of locked him down during the surgery.
And finally, you had a story earlier, I think it was yesterday, maybe, about a guy steals a car from a woman, the 4-year-old's in the back, and then he comes back, drops the kid off with the woman, and then scolds her for leaving the kid in the car, and then ends up taking her car. I don't know if that guy ever got caught, but this is somewhat along those lines. In Chicago, there's a 22-year-old guy named Elliot Scott, and last week he stole a truck from a towing company. While he was in the process of stealing that truck, he called 911 himself to report a crime, to say that the person he stole the truck from pulled a gun on him. I was stealing this guy's truck, and he pulled a gun on me. Well, the cops had already had the GPS coordinates of the truck, so they showed up shortly after the call, arrested Elliot for possession of a stolen motor vehicle, theft, and driving on a suspended and revoked license. The truck owner who pulled the gun has not been arrested. The judge did release Elliot until his trial, said he did not use a weapon during this matter. He called police, apparently, on himself. We'll sort it out at trial.
I like to turn myself in.
Well, he didn't want to turn himself in. He just wanted to turn the other dude in.
Yeah.
But it backfired on him.